Reagan never again uttered a word against the globalist groups such as the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Following his election, Reagan's 59-member transition team was composed of 28 Council on Foreign Relations members, 10 members of the elite Bilderberg Group, and at least 10 members of the Trilateral Commission. He even appointed prominent CFR members to three of the nation's most sensitive offices: Secretary of State Alexander Haig, Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger, and Secretary of the Treasury Donald Regan. Eventually, he named Bush's campaign manager James A. Baker III, who then served as a chairman of the Reagan-Bush Campaign Committee, as his chief of staff. Baker is a fourth-generation member of a family long connected to Rockefeller oil interests. After Reagan won in November, it was alleged that Bush, along with CIA Director William Casey, had privately cut a deal with Iranian leaders to hold American hostages until after the November election, thus assuring a Reagan victory. Later testimony confirming this October surprise came from several people involved, including Richard Brennecke and Heinrich Rupp, who claimed to have flown Casey to a meeting with the Iranians and the Iranian foreign minister. Because of his damaging testimony, Brennecke was tried for perjury but found not guilty. Jury foreman Mark Kristoff said, "We were convinced that, yes, there was a meeting, and he was there, and the other people listed in the indictment were there." Despite this verdict, no action was taken by the Reagan-Bush administration, thanks primarily to debunking by a House task force led by Congressman Lee Hamilton, the same man Bush's son would name to co-chair his 9/11 commission in late 2002. On January 20, 1981, claims of this October surprise conspiracy were further supported by the facts that just minutes after Reagan was sworn into office, the American hostages were released, and within weeks, military supplies that Carter had withheld from Iran began moving to that nation. Then, just 2 months after taking office in 1981, President Reagan was shot by would-be assassin John W. Hinckley, who exhibited the symptoms of brainwashing and whose brother had scheduled dinner with Neil Bush the very day Reagan was shot. For many weeks, while many Americans prayed for Reagan's recovery, the son of Prescott Bush ran the nation. Bush had exerted his influence to have Alexander Haig appointed Secretary of State, and only days before the attempted assassination of Reagan had named Haig to head a Special Emergency Preparedness Committee.